Yeah, it's actually conveniently located right next to Rebel. We're sharing space right now producing out of Guelph with Tarek. It's our first year, so we just launched, and hopefully moving into our own space sometime soon.
What ciders are you sampling today?
So we have quite a selection today. We have an iced tea cider, we have a kombucha dry hop cider, we have a rosehip hibiscus cider, and we have a charred jalapeno and pineapple cider.
Tell me about the flagship and what got you into it and what that's all about.
For sure. So our whole thing is kind of going back to traditional dry cider, so getting away from a lot of additives and artificial flavorings and sweeteners. So it's probably one of the drier ciders you'd find on the market. Very low in sugar, but that's how we like it. And that's kind of how we do most of our ciders.
What's been your biggest challenge in 2017 so far?
I think it's just a learning curve of getting into the industry and kind of keeping up with demand. That's, you know, we still work our regular jobs, so it's kind of a second passion that we've been pursuing, and it's just kind of balancing those two things and keeping up with demand, I think.
Do you have a fun little story that would make us smile?
The one that comes to mind, he's not here yet, is the first cider I ever made years ago. I had no way of measuring the alcohol content, and turned out to be, I think we figured around 14%. So I had a friend come over who's actually helping serve today, and he woke up the next morning after having probably about 3 or 4 glasses and just said he was dead. Like, so I learned my lesson then that I need to be a little bit more scientific in creating cider. So, you know,
hopefully
there won't be any 13 or 14% cider served here today. That's for sure.
But hey, sounds like it could have been a pretty good night.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And
rough morning.
Do you have anything exciting new coming up in the next little while you can speak about?
Well, I think, the newest one that we just did is certainly the pineapple jalapeno cider. So that's definitely something that I'm actually doing some deliveries today to Her Father's Cider Bar of it. And then as we get into the fall, I think to be continued, we're going to definitely do some things with some spices and kind of get into kind of the fall theme. And definitely we're going to be at Cast Days as well, so excited to come up with some creations for that as well.
Well, we'll see you at Cast Days, and best of luck for the time here. It looks like it's starting to get busy, and there's already a lineup, and we're not even open, so good luck.
Cheers. Thanks.